This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. We'll be meeting with Brandon Legal Group in the next week or so to catch up with Sean and with Jeremy. Thank them for all they've done for Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Entirely new foursome they sent out to the most recent Todd Wright Tour 31. They also provided the custom tour hats that were available at Todd Wright Tour 31. And Brandon Legal Group has a very simple message they want me to convey to you. When you are in need of legal assistance in the greater Tampa Bay area, they are a full-service law firm. Because of my connection with Brandon Legal Group and their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for so long now, I pay more attention when driving around Tampa Bay to signs and billboards and see these other firms and what they specialize in. Brandon Legal Group is full service. For example, if you are in need of legal assistance with divorce, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group. If you are in need of assistance with family law, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group. Just two examples. And getting a free consultation is very simple. If you prefer to do it via the spoken word, you can call them at 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or you can visit their website, brandonlegalgroup.com. Simply click the box that says request a free consultation. Full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, Brandon Legal Group. Before I go any further, let me acknowledge another longtime supporter specific to the podcast that I've done. My first ever podcast was, fall of 2016. First podcast I did was the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is officially on for a sixth season. It will be separate from this podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast returns last week of July. We will go 50 episodes through week 17. Normally, we didn't go to week 17, but now we do because the NFL season is 18 weeks. So I'll give you 50 episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast starting in July of 2021, and it will be once again presented by Hooters. Hooters has been the presenting sponsor since 2017. I thank them immensely for their loyal support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in the past, not last year for obvious reasons, but in the past. We have done a huge draft night. Back, as a matter of fact, in 2019, we did three different drafts in one night and packed half the restaurant just with those listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and playing in podcast leagues. That was the year we began the Moneyball League, where I have the first pick and then I leave everybody to draft the rest of the time without me, and then I build my team from free agents, trades, and waivers. That league will return in 2021, a new league that the working title is the Roster League, will be there in 2021. We're still going to have involvement with Bill Curry Ford, which was there for us in 2020 and gave us the entire showroom floor and offered a $1,000 prize to Rob Wright, who is now a two-time winner of a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. So Bill Curry is still going to be involved as Hooters remains involved with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the upcoming Season 6. I still have a dry erase board with a bunch of end of season notes, and I never erased it. I isolated the dry erase board so I could keep it for the beginning of this next fantasy football season, and that now is a month away. So thank you to Hooters. Hopefully you will want us to come back to do another draft night. I understand why you didn't want us to gather in your restaurant in 2020. But either way, Hooters is back as presenting sponsor of season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Look for that in a month, separate to this podcast. And as always, if you have fantasy questions or you want to get involved in a podcast league, I know I'm going to have 3 leagues minimum. I want to have 4. If there's enough interest, we'll do 5. You can send me an email specific to fantasy, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. If you want to make sure that I know you're interested in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League this year. We had some regular players that we couldn't accommodate last year because Hooters wasn't hosting any draft parties, not just ours. They had none. They didn't do it. And I understand why. So we just had one league that we did on the showroom floor at Bill Curry Ford that involved supporters of the podcast, previous champions, etc. That's why Rob Wright was in, and then he won it again. But and of course, Sean Sullivan plays. He defends his $1,000 against the others in the league, much like Ben Stein did in Win Ben Stein's Money back when Jimmy Kimmel was just a sidekick for the handful of you that remember that show. So we got a lot of things going on, which is good. As it relates to fantasy football and season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast coming up. Again, if you want to play in a podcast league, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, send fantasy emails to that address. So I'm recording this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time on Tuesday. What, we have 2 days left in the month of June. So what is today? June 29th. And the Lightning are coming off a Game 1 5-1 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. Game 2 Wednesday night. Hopefully by the time you hear this particular podcast. A quick note on that before I look ahead and how the euphoria of the Stanley Cup Finals in general being here has been dampened by some news about the future of how we will watch hockey. So I'll get to that in a moment. But for those of you that don't hear my appearances on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, it's VSiN, VSiN.com. You can listen live. It's a tremendous production. The Musburgers are behind this. Gil Alexander in particular, very talented guy. Proof that a Redskin fan, I'm sorry, a Washington FT fan, and a Cowboys fan can get along. Gil was a longtime fan of mine, and now I am a huge fan of his. Gil works double duty at VSiN, doing a numbers game in the morning and then primetime action at night. And I often appear on the morning show. I have, by the way, Gil, if you are listening, I have no qualms with coming on the primetime show. And I notice you go sport coat for that show. That's classing it up. I like it. I made the point to Gil a while back and why I was so, to use a stock market term, bullish on the Lightning winning a second straight Stanley Cup championship. The facts were there that prior to COVID, let's just say the last 20 plus years, and it had been done. I mean, Pittsburgh went back to back just a handful of years ago. So it's not impossible to win back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. What makes it difficult is in the first year that you win, one of the factors is you play so much more hockey than other teams that are coming to get you the next year. You play roughly 2 months of playoff games. And granted, your opponent played that many, the one that lost in the Stanley Cup final. Then the ones that lose in the conference finals, they play roughly a month and a half. Then the ones who lose in the conference semifinals, they play a month. But you lose that recovery time on your body from a physical standpoint. While other teams' key players are resting, as disappointed as they are that they didn't advance as far as you, their bodies are resting. They're not on skates. They're not playing these physically difficult seven-game series as deep as the champions and the team that loses does. So the recovery time is less the longer you go for the start of the next season, which is why sometimes that next year, your body just, the legs aren't there. Because the time off wasn't as much as it was for so many other teams. Half the league that didn't make the playoffs. Another 8 teams that lost in the first round of the playoffs. Another 4 teams that lost in the second round of the playoffs. I'm a big believer in it. It doesn't apply because of COVID. It did not apply to this Lightning team. Let's go back to last year. The season was basically, the regular season ended in mid-March when they resumed play 4.5 months later. They declared the regular season over. So instead of 82 straight games going right into a postseason, that didn't happen. The teams played roughly 70 games, then had 4.5 months off. Basically, the Lightning had an off season before starting their run to win a Stanley Cup last year. And remember, they also didn't play in the added first round where it was 5 versus 12, 6 versus 11, 7 versus 10, 8 versus 9. The Lightning were playing for seeding only. And those games were treated differently. So instead of the 82-game grind before the 2-month run to a Stanley Cup, the Lightning played roughly 70 games, then had an entire equivalent of an offseason off, then came back, had the near 2-month run to win a Stanley Cup, and granted, because of when the finals ended, which was what, late September, the offseason was later. Started later for them. But then they come back after that offseason. So again, 4.5 months off. Then win the cup. Then get another few months off, whatever it was. Then come back. Instead of a normal defense of playing 82 games, they played 56, and travel was minimized because the league chose to cater to Canada and a closed border. So the road trips weren't as long, and the season was 26 games less. And then the playoffs started. And there isn't the same physical toll on these defending champions as defending champions pre-COVID. I've done a couple of these podcasts about the asterisk theory. And once Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, I threw it back in a lot of people's faces who declared that 2020 was a one-off and should be treated differently with the results. And my point was Tom Brady won a Super Bowl, LeBron James won an NBA title, and Alabama won the college football national championship. Was it Alabama or Clemson? Yeah, no asterisks there. That's what they do. Interesting to me that in 2021, I'm seeing more reasons for the asterisk. NC State has to forfeit their position, a win away from the final of the College World Series in baseball because of COVID protocols. Virginia Commonwealth didn't get to play the berth they earned in the NCAA basketball tournament, and their opponent, which I believe was Oregon, got a bye. That was a potential asterisk. No, I'm not putting an asterisk on the Lightning's run at a second straight Stanley Cup. I just said all along, the physical wear and tear that was normally there for defending cup champions the next year wasn't by virtue of how the schedule set up. Because the Lightning had basically an entire offseason to get ready for last year's playoffs. Then got another, albeit smaller, offseason to get ready for a significantly smaller regular season, 56 games as opposed to 82, before starting this run at the playoffs. Which is why I thought it was very advantageous for the Lightning to win a second straight Stanley Cup. There were obviously a lot of other factors here, but they are now three wins away from that. Looking ahead to next year, I now have something not to look forward to as a hockey fan. If you're not aware, the way we've watched hockey on television the last, was it 8 years, maybe 10, has been via NBC and NBC Sports Network in what turned out to be a very bad deal for NBC Universal. They lost a lot of money on it. So they're out of the hockey business for now. These things go in cycles. I'm sure they'll come back at some point. And NBCSN is going away, the latest of these niche sports networks, sports exclusive networks, to go away. It's going away. By the end of the year, it will no longer be available to you. The presentation of the games, I think, have been very good on NBC and NBCSN. I miss Mike Emmerich. I understand that everyone has their time before they retire from calling a sport that they are so good at calling. Marv Albert's time calling NBA games is coming to an end as we speak. So Kenny Albert took over, and it's my understanding that Kenny and Ed Olczyk, the top announcing team this year, are both going over to Turner, because there's going to be hockey on Turner next year. Not only on TNT, but I believe games on TBS as well. So I had an expectation that, well, not everybody from NBC and NBCSN would go over to Turner. Some would go to ESPN because they needed to add hockey people because they barely cover hockey the last few years. I figured Steve Levy would be involved. Steve's a great guy. always been one of my biggest supporters, and Steve is involved. But let's remember, Steve kind of has another big gig these days. He's the voice of Monday Night Football. So Steve wasn't going to be the number one guy calling hockey. And I enjoyed him calling hockey when I worked for ESPN as one of the game announcers. But he's got another gig. Linda Cohn's going to be involved. Thank goodness. One of my favorites. Again, one of my bigger supporters for the decade I worked at ESPN and still friendly to this day. I text Linda, she texts back. She's wonderful. So she's involved. That's good. Some quality people like Brian Boucher and AJ Malesko, analysts I enjoy on hockey on NBC and NBCSN, they're going over to the four-letter network. Good for them. They deserve to have these jobs. There are others currently at ESPN, obviously. Barry Melrose is involved. Not surprised. John Buchagross is involved. Greg Ruschinski, Puck Daddy. He's excellent at what he does, so his role will increase, not just writing for ESPN.com, but he'll have more of a presence, and he's very, very good and very honest and candid, which the hockey media needs more guys like him. But sadly, ESPN is going to force more Sean McDonough down our throat, and I personally don't want it. I honestly don't know anyone outside of New England who does. Does anyone miss Sean McDonough on Monday Night Football? Anyone miss him? Anyone miss how he sounds like a teenage girl when there's an exciting moment in the game? The same Sean McDonough who, after John Gruden went back to coach the Raiders, whined like a little bitch that John talked too much and Sean couldn't tell the stories within the game. Sean, we don't give a shit about your stories. We wanted to hear Gruden talk. And in general, we just want to see the game. So why Sean McDonough? I know there's some hockey in his past. It's not his specialty. Why is ESPN forcing this on us? Why do they feel the need to, we need to feature Sean doing something? No, you don't. He's not good. I'm sure he's a nice guy, although I didn't like what he said after Gruden was out the door. Sometimes he comes off as a whiny little bitch. I don't want to hear him calling hockey games next year. So that tempers my enthusiasm about hockey in general going forward, because I don't get it. I don't get why he's there. And it just also falls back to these major networks just fall back on the best available New York or New England talent. Might want to start rethinking that, considering how many thousands of people are leaving those geographic areas and moving elsewhere in the country. You might want to start hiring from elsewhere in the country and not just best available New York or best available New England talent. Not smart. Limiting yourself. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not. If you look deeper and actually branch out and realize that more and more quality people are moving to other cities in the United States with very talented backgrounds professionally, perhaps you'd have fewer misses and fewer mistakes like featuring Sean McDonough as a lead play-by-play announcer for the National Hockey League. My mute button will be ready for ESPN's presentation of the NHL next year. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I thank them for their longtime support of Todd Ray Tour Golf Tournaments. I also thank Hooters for coming back for Season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast starting in late July, 50 episodes in 2021. If you'd like to be involved in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.